Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software Blog, and welcome to the November 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks once again to those of you who submitted questions. We have some very good ones this month. Let's get started. Tony asks, a team of 30 lawyers asked me about a recommendation on a web-based mind mapping program. They would need to be able to collaborate on the map simultaneously. What would you recommend? Hi Tony, I'd recommend MindMeister. Based on some information I found in their support forums, there appears to be no limit to the number of people who can co-edit a map simultaneously. Their development team has tried it with as many as 50 users at once. One nice thing about MindMeister is it also has the ability to roll back changes, which to me is essential if you're doing team-based map editing. Because let's say your team gets off on a tangent, you as the manager aren't really happy with the direction things have taken, you can roll it back however many steps you need to the point where it starts going off the tracks, and then start over again. So you can roll the map back to a previous state, and then keep going from there. That's a pretty valuable thing. I placed a link to the MindMeister website in the blog post that you used to link to this podcast, so you can check that tool out. I also looked at another web-based mapping tool called, aptly enough, CoMapping. It supports up to 20 users at one time. Unfortunately, that's not quite as many as you said you needed. One other possibility is MindJet's new Connect online map sharing and collaboration tool. Besides being an online repository for your maps and other documents that is team-based and has some collaboration features to it, it also includes a web-based version of Mind Manager. According to the specifications for Connect published on their website, it supports an unlimited number of people co-editing maps within this web application. This might be a good solution for you if some of the lawyers on your team are already using Mind Manager on the desktop. In theory, you should be able to have a combination of team members co-editing a single map, whether they're using the desktop, mobile, or web versions of Mind Manager. I don't know if the Connect product has evolved to that point yet, where you can all collaborate at the same time, regardless of platform, or if you all have to be on the web client for now. But you should be able to co-edit your maps with Connect anyway, and that should meet your requirements. I hope this helps you. David says, I have used the mind mapping program Inspiration on and off for many years. I really like the feature of clicking on a button to go from outline view to diagram view and vice versa. What other programs have this feature? David, it turns out most of the major mind mapping programs have a hierarchical outline view. According to my last survey of them, which I did around this time last year, out of 23 programs I looked at, only 5 do not offer it, and these are the programs that I would consider to be more at the fringe of this software genre. The mainstream ones, the more popular ones, they all have it in one form or another. You mentioned a single click to change from the map view to an outline. That's a great feature of Inspiration, and they were the pioneers of it. But another thing I like about Inspiration's outline view that's, in my mind, particularly well implemented is a way you can see all of a topic's attributes, such as notes, links, and so forth, in a tabular form. So you've got your outline on the left side of the screen, but then you've got a series of columns and rows extending over to the right-hand side of the screen, and that's where it shows you which topics contain what other metadata or additional information. And you can edit all of those properties from the outline view as well, so you don't have to switch back to map view to make changes. David also asks, is there a big difference between a concept map and a mind map in how you use the diagrams? Can you use the same software to do both? Or are some packages only good for one or the other? David, let's start by looking at the definition of a concept map. I think that's key to understanding what the similarities and differences are. Here's what Wikipedia has to say about the definition of a concept map. A concept map is a diagram showing the relationships among concepts. It is a graphical tool for organizing and representing knowledge. Concepts, usually represented as boxes or circles, are connected with labeled arrows in a downward branching hierarchical structure. The relationship between concepts can be articulated in linking phrases such as gives rise to, results in, is required by, or contributes to. So that's the Wikipedia definition. The big difference I want to point out here is that the connector lines in concept maps usually contain the keywords and phrases that they just talked about that give you a clue what the relationship are, such as topic A causes topic B. Also, what makes it different than a mind map in another way is that topics can be cross-linked with each other to depict more complex relationships between topics. Topics and mind maps may only have one parent. In a concept map, a topic can have multiple connector lines, each one representing a different type of relationship, which once again is spelled out by the word that's embedded in that line. Concept maps are often used for organizing and representing knowledge, and as such, they tend to be used a lot in education for helping students to understand the relationships between pieces of knowledge and how they fit into the larger whole. In the list of resources on the blog where you found the link to this podcast, I placed a link to an article I wrote that explores some of the similarities and differences between mind mapping and concept mapping. I hope this helps you, David. James asks, do you have a favorite template or process to collect and organize research? I use Mind Manager 2012 and Personal Brain. James, that's an excellent question. For ad hoc type of research, the answer is no. I find that a template would restrict my research too much by forcing it into a structure. But if I step back another half step, I would have to answer your question in terms of a different lens here, if you will. It has a lot to do with the topics I research and the type of research, which tends to be very wide-ranging. So, in other words, the answer to your question depends on what you're researching. If you're trying to find out everything you can about a topic that's new to you, then I don't think a template or structure would serve you well. On the other hand, if you're doing market research, that would suggest a more well-defined methodology, and therefore a template would work much better there. Other specific types of research would lend themselves well to map templates because there's usually specific types of information, knowledge, or data that you need to be collect in order to be effective when creating that kind of report based on that research. For example, one of the resources you'll find in the blog post that accompanies this podcast is a checklist of user experience research. That's something that I found on the biggerplate.com map gallery site. This type of research involved sitting down, average people down in front of a computer, showing them your website, and then asking them to complete a specific task, such as finding and purchasing a specific type of product. You can then observe where they do well and where they get stuck. In this case, having a checklist helps to ensure you get a consistent set of data from each research subject whom you have test your website. Glenn says, I have just experienced this tool for the first time. It is developed by a British company but has more power than anything I've found for stimulating creativity and mapping relationships. Not mind mapping, but this tool seems to provide a great amount of power at a reasonable price. You might want to check it out. He says, I am not associated with the company in any way, just passing along a tool that is new to me and seems to work well. Based on Glenn's email address and some other information I have access to, I have reason to believe he's not shilling a product here. And normally I don't talk about products that readers recommend on this podcast, but in this case I'm willing to make an exception because it looks like it does look very promising and it kind of fits into some of the concept mapping information we talked about earlier. The application Glenn is talking about is called South Beach Modeler. I haven't written about it on my blog yet, but it looks very promising. It can be used to model complex relationships, like concept mapping. It can be used with the TRIZ, T-R-I-Z, method of problem solving, which is often used to solve complex engineering problems. It can also be used to create other types of common business diagrams, including business analysis, IT change management, Six Sigma, lean thinking, root cause analysis, theory of constraints, and future studies. Common types of line and box models that are supported by South Beach Modeler include affinity diagrams, cause and effect, causal loops, cognitive maps, polarity charts, force field diagrams, influence maps, process flows, value chain, service blueprints, and argument maps. Looks like it's pretty wide-ranging. If your needs go beyond the traditional type of radial mind map diagram, you may want to give South Beach Modeler a look. I've included a link to it in the list of resources on this podcast. And I will say this, it's a program I've heard of before. I've looked at their website, but I haven't really delved any further into it. And I think the program is at a point where I really need to play around with it and then report back to you on what my findings are. So I do intend to do that in the near future. Margot asks, I'm trying to internalize a series of portfolios by creating physical shapes. For example, shapes that are different based on the asset class, shapes that are of a different size based on the size of the portfolio, shapes that are a different color based on the beneficial owner, etc. I would want software to print out the shape and then would cut them out and play with them. The purpose is to help me internalize the holdings in 50 or so accounts so that I can react to market changes intuitively. Margot, it sounds like what you'd like to do falls into the realm of data modeling. It almost sounds like an infographic type of approach where you have the data driving the size of different elements. I tried searching Google for some applications that will do what you require, but wasn't able to find anything. If anyone listening to this podcast knows of a piece of software that can do this, please let me know and I'll address it in my next podcast. I would assume, Margot, that it would be something that would use Excel as its starting point and maybe acts as a plug-in or something along the lines of Crystal Reports that can do data analysis and see trends and then present that in some visual form. So I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you, and it certainly doesn't fall into the realm of mind mapping, but I'll continue looking for resources related to this. If anyone has heard of a piece of software that can do this, please let me know, and I'll address it in my next podcast as well as telling you what I've found. That's it for the November podcast. Thanks again for sending me such wonderful questions. Remember, you can submit them to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com via the feedback form on the blog or via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, C-H-U-C-K-F-R-E-Y, no spaces. I look forward to talking to you next month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.